ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
grace of Maya, we forget them. on account of our pleasing atmosphere in the family. Kutumbaram. Therefore, it is said, Ramanti Yogina Ananti. Those are yogis. There are many different types of yogis. Of all of them, Bhakti Yogi. Ramanti Yogina Ananti. The difference between yogi and bhogi, there are two classes. Bhogi means those who are trying to enjoy this material world. They are called bhogi. And there is another word, rogi. Rogi means disease. Neither yogi nor bhogi. Yogi means transcendental, trying to go back to home, back to Godhead. They are called yogi. And those who are only interested in this material happiness, they are called bhogi. And those who are neither of them, they are called rogi. So, those who are yogi, that first class. Yoginamaki sarvesam madhukatthaam tarasmana. Padjavana bhagate jomaan samirishtatam. Of all the yogis, yoginamaki sarvesam madhukatthaam tarasmana. All is thinking of Krishna. Siddhavan, very faithful, Bhagati, Ma, all is engaged in my service. He is first class yogi. Our business is how to become yogi, bhakti yogi. That is the mission of life. Unfortunately, we are not given the opportunity. It is the duty of the guardian, family, natural guardian, father and mother, and political guardian, the government, the teacher, the guru. It is the duty to give facility. Facility for achievement of the highest goal of life. Unfortunately, it is always, but at the present moment, on account of pollution, we do not know what is the aim of life, how the dependents should be trained up. It is the duty of the king to train up the citizen. This is everything is explained in the Samara Bhagavatam. The first business is how to lead men to the highest perfection. That is called Siddhi. Siddhi. Siddhi means highest perfection of life. Sang Siddhi Paramangata. There are different kinds of siddhi. Sanasiddhi paramangata. There are different kinds of siddhi. The yogis, the mystic yogis, they also try to possess some siddhi, anima, laghima, mahima, prapti, visita, basita, eight kinds of siddhis. But such siddhis are material. So the modern age, advancement of material civilization, they also do not care for these siddhis, material siddhis. Just like Logima. Logima siddhi, the yogis, they become so light that they can float in the air. So nowadays you have got airplane. The yogi can float alone in the air. Now 500 passengers, they can float in the air. So there is no need of such yoga. Yoga siddhi, the science, the material science of craftsmanship, mechanical. They've done it. Or formerly these things were very magical. Still, the so-called yogis, they are trying to achieve such perfection. Sometimes they can float in the earth, they can walk on the water, they can get anything they desire. Prapti. Prapti. And in my childhood, there was my teacher. He said that he had his guru, a yogi. So he told me that his spiritual master, yogi, he inquired from his disciple, what do you want to eat? So he said that we want to eat some pomegranate from Kabul. So he said, yes, you can get it. Go into the room and you'll find. So they found a bunch of pomegranate just fresh, taken from the tree. So, this is called prapti. The yogis, they can get all these facilities. Prapti, siddhi, ishita. They can keep anyone under his control. Iruta, Pasuta, eight times our security. But that is not perfection of life. Chaitanya Chaitanya says, Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakali Vasant Krishna Bhakta Nisha Atayev Sant. Bhukti means kurmis. They are also wanting some. Material success. Mukti, beginning, they want liberation to merge into the existence of Brahma. And Siddhi, the yogi, everyone wants something. Therefore, they cannot get peace. That is not possible. If you want something, then you have to struggle for it. But Krishna Bhakta Nishtha. Krishna Bhakta does not want anything. They simply want to be engaged in the service of the Lord. That is their satisfaction. That is the aim of life. Unfortunately, we are not educated, we are not given training. Lord Maharaj's subject matter is that Kaumara Asaritra Dharma Bhava. From the very beginning of life, the children should be educated in Bhagavata. That is the subject matter. So he is explaining in different ways. Kutumba Pushaya Bhyam Nijayu. Na buddhati atta vihatam pramatya. So without fulfillment of our life mission, generally we become involved in maintaining the family. and all of a sudden death appears, then finish all our death according to karma. We have to accept another body, maybe human body or not human body. In this way, we become an entrapped. And sarvatra tapatrayo dukkha dukkhita atma. Tapatraya. Traya means three. And tapa means tribulation, suffering. So tapatraya, three kinds of tribulation. Adhati adhi bhavati, adhi devi. Pardoning to the body. We feel so many troubles due to the body, due to the mind, then adhadibhuti, troubles offered by other living entities, anadidvaivi, troubles offered by nature or the demigods. In this way, sarvatra, it is not that in India there is tapatraya, in America there is no tapatraya. No, America has no tapatraya. All right, so you can go to the heaven planet. No, there is also tapatraya. Anywhere go, within this material world, as soon as you get this material body, then tapatraya will be there. So therefore, our mission of life is how to get out of this tapatraya. And Prahlad Maharaj is giving description how we remain involved in tapatraya. Sarvatra tapatraya dukkhita atma. Repeatedly, tapatraya is still not vibhidyate. Sakutumbara, especially those who are family men, still very difficult. Therefore, according to Vedic civilization, after 6 years, one should give up the family responsibility, vanaprastha. From womb, born means forest. And from Bono, the word Bono has come. Prastha, man who has gone. Panchasuddhaṁ banaṁ bhajet. Banaṁ bhajet means to free from all family responsibility and prepare for going back to home, back to the home. But those who are too much attached to family life, no need to be paid. Being repeatedly frustrated, repeatedly being put into trouble, but if one wants regular advancement of spiritual life, he must retire at the age of 50. That is the history. Not that unless one is killed, he is not going to retire. Even great personality like Mahatma Gandhi, he was 78 years, and still he would not retire from his political life, means greater family life. The family man is interested with his family members. And a political leader is interested a group of family. The principle is the same. Ordinary family man, he is to look after 3-4 members of the family, and a political leader is thinking that he is responsible for so many millions of men. The idea is the same. extended path. But extended or diminished family, sakutumbara is thinking, I have to do something for them. But when death comes, so you are unable to do anything, you have to immediately leave the scene. According to the laws of nature, you have to accept a body according to the karma. This is the law of nature. So, you should be very careful. This education is recommended by Prahlad Maharaj. Should be given just as these children, they are getting education, this Krishna consciousness movement, it will not go in vain. It is being impressed within the mind. Very fortunate children, they have got this association. Automatically, they are being trained up. That is Prahlad Maharaj's mission. He was talking among his class friends, where as small as these boys were 5 years old. So they were very much eager to play. But Prahlad Maharaj was asking them, no, don't waste your time. Just be trained in Bhagavad Dharma or Krishna consciousness. Bhagavad Dharma means Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.
Oh.